Coast Gun Show, 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday, July 29th and 30th at Morgan City Municipal Auditorium, 728 Myrtle Street, Morgan City. Admission for all military, past and present, at half price, free for all law enforcement in uniform or with ID, 12 and under free. For more info, go online, click rrrevents.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening and welcome. It is He Said, She Said on the airwaves on WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we thank you for joining us. And we want to invite you to join the conversation at 504-556-9696. Your ticket into the program. You can also email us at jeff@wgso.com. We're going to throw out some topics, and then we hope you join us, give us your views on, of course, everything going on. It's an open line. So to get started here this evening, Mimi, you know, this morning we talked a little bit about it, but I wanted to expand and get your view on the latest controversy involving Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Two things, really, but the big one, I think, is the fact that she was just, ignoring the new ordinance by the city council, preventing the use of the Pontalba apartment for personal use. Looks like she spent the night in there the other night.
Two nights.
And looks like she just doesn't care what the city council or anybody else says. She's going to do whatever she wants to do.
I'm mayor, biatch. I mean, can't you just see her saying that?
Right, yeah.
Like, I'm Brittany, B-word, and she's like, I'm mayor,
well, she's talked biatch. To you like she's talked to you like that on the phone, hasn't
God.
She?
Oh, my God. Who do you think you are?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It is a privilege for you
privilege.
To have my phone number.
A privilege?
A privilege. I'm like, we're both parents at the same school. Of course I have your phone number.
Right.
Biatch.
She is probably the most arrogant elected official I've seen in a long time.
Isn't it interesting how well-behaved they are until they run for the office they really want?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she got the big head, like, quick. Like, real quick.
So here's the question. What happens in 2 years when she's finally done and we have somebody competent, hopefully, in there? Does she stay in New Orleans? Does she hightail it out to California?
D.C.
D.C.? Is that where you think she goes?
Look at all the ones we've had that are in D.C. right now. Cedric Richmond. Mitch Landrieu.
Well, he's back here, I think.
Then Mary Landrieu. No, Cedric's just is now working on the campaign.
Back in the campaign.
Okay.
And he ran into a tree just a few weeks ago.
They just announced it. How dare you take issue with me hitting a tree with my kid in the car?
Right.
That's racist.
So,
and then we have what? We had Mary Landrieu who went to D.C.
Mm-hmm. Have to quote unquote move there. They can still do.
No, but they work.
Work there
well,
and
that's,
here.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, but I think she'll actually just leave. Like, I think like Nagin moved to Dallas. When he finished his stint and then I think went to prison, went back to Dallas.
I don't know. She is more than enjoying all of the fruitful things that this city has to offer as far as entertainment.
I think she goes.
That woman is front and center.
Yeah. I think she goes and we'll see. Can't get her out.
She learned how to do a second line jig faster than you could say.
But a lot of people
Tupac
were saying
Shakur.
A lot of people were saying that she is now this is going to get her, and this is...
No, it's not.
And I'm saying, what are you thinking? This is going to get her? No way.
City Council had an opportunity. They did pass a law saying you're not allowed to stay there, but they didn't put any kind of mechanism on it
right.
that would hold them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know, who was it? J.P. Morrell?
Yeah.
he was furious, and at the time, he didn't want to support it because it didn't do that.
Right.
It didn't do that. And now he's probably back there going, I told you so. I told you. But so, she showed up with three of her friends for Essence Festival.
And she received police escorts, including the same
guy.
No,
it was Bappy.
The guy who, you know, was in question.
No, he wasn't just escorting her. Uh-huh. He was pulling her luggage.
Okay. And
he was pulling her leg.
And did he wind up staying there
no.
as well?
No, he didn't even put one foot in the door. He just handed the luggage.
Dropped it off.
Oh, they know that camera's there.
Yeah.
They know it. And she still does it anyway. That makes it worse.
504-556-9696. The NOPD is on track to have the fewest police officers in more than 75 years.
I don't know. New York is right. New York City's right there.
He says, according to an analyst, if those numbers sustain to the end of the year, it'll mark the lowest number of officers on the force since 1947, when the city of New Orleans had only 892 officers.
Yeah, but how big was the population?
It was more. The population
in
was
1947?
More. Yes, it was. A lot
wow.
more. In fact, we had population that was at the end of the 1960s. At over 600,000 in New Orleans, so 627,000. So in the last 54 years, we've lost about 250,000 residents in New Orleans. I think now it's about 375 or something.
That's pretty pitiful, though.
Yeah. So we had 625, lost 325. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we lost half.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad.
Actually, yeah, 250. So from 625 to 375 is 250. So that's how much we lost.
Okay.
Quarter of a million.
I'm glad someone in this household knows how to do
that. Quarter of a million. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And do you, yeah. I don't know, just on a side note, you know, the state of Illinois has now, they're the first state to have no cash bail for the whole state.
Mm-hmm.
For the whole, why do you need cops? Mm. What? Honestly, tell me.
Yeah.
Why do we need police officers at all if you're going to do that?
Now, the crime in New Orleans is down slightly from last year. You know, I've been getting the reports every week from the Metropolitan Crime Commission.
What crime? What crime in specifics? Because you know they do these
yeah.
numbers.
I know the numbers are a joke, but the numbers that we are getting are showing a decrease in murders, decrease in armed robberies, decrease in carjackings, so decrease in violent crime.
Okay, but what if you get shot but don't die?
Shootings are down, too. They're up from 2021, up from 2020, up from 2019. Last year was the all-time high, and they're down a little bit. I don't think they've done anything great. They certainly have few officers now. It's just, fortunately, maybe a trend that's going on. So the numbers have gone down a little.
Don't you think if it was intentional, they would be out tooting their horn?
Yeah.
That they would be saying...
Hey, it's down.
This is happening because of XYZ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When that's not what the police are saying. The police are still very upset.
And you talk to residents, and residents are furious, which is what the poll numbers have shown. The residents are hopping mad. By the way, the mayor has now released, will be releasing, from what I understand, plans to identify at 6 p.m., which is right after our show. Thank to the mayor for waiting till our show is over to announce the 6 semifinalists for police chief. So that is going to be announced in about 47 minutes.
And the interim is on the list.
The interim is on the list. Michelle Woodfork.
Do you think
is
that's
on
why
the list.
She wanted to keep the whole thing secret?
I don't know. The chief is one of the six. The city has not identified the other five, but will be in about 45 minutes. So.
We need a bulldog.
Yeah, we'll see.
Don't you think?
I think we need someone super competent and someone who's going to inspire people to join. Because, I mean, the numbers are so bad. We need to bring on more police officers.
It'd be so easy to get people to join. Tell them that we will enforce laws and they will not be back on the street. And you know, if the DA is not going to prosecute them, the city needs to have some sort of three strikes, you're out, and you're taking a timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like you can't just roam the streets right now. You're
right.
You got to go in the timeout chair with the dunce cap on. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Right. 504-556-9696. It is He Said, She Said right here on WGSO, cruising through an open line. Also, of course, today, bombshell hearings concerning IRS whistleblowers.
Don't get me started.
Marjorie Taylor Greene brought some X-rated photos to the hearing.
They're not X-rated.
That's what they say, X-rated.
No.
And the agent says that Hunter Biden should have been charged with a felony, and the evidence may contradict Dad Joe Biden's public claims. What did you make of it? I know you saw most of it.
I did. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the witness X is named Ziegler.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy is Shopley.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I saw. Okay, so if you're going to be having a hearing, and clearly there are... Do I hear the music?
Yeah, and we got about 40 seconds. Go ahead.
It was so partisan, and when we come back, I'm going to let you know. And it was disgusting and shameless and gross. And this had nothing to do with President Trump, and they made it about him every time they opened their damn
mouth. So the Democrats are Trump-obsessed. They can't talk about any issue without bringing in President Trump.
But the right is so obsessed over Hunter.
Yeah,
which is the most...
Yeah. 504-556-9696. As he said, she said on WGSO. 990 AM, WGSO.com. Come join us, open line discussion. Lots more to get to. Let's take care of some business. Quick timeouts. We'll be right back. Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Are you tired of your glasses fogging up when you go outside? When you drink coffee, open the oven, or the dishwasher? Well, I've got your answer. The Clear Stuff, the best anti-fog eyeglass cleaner. It's also anti-static. The Clear Stuff is especially designed for any anti-reflective coating because it usually has an oily film, making it hard to clean. But not with the Clear Stuff. You just need to apply to your glasses once every few days. And after you apply it, use a clean microfiber cloth to avoid scratching your lens. The Clear Stuff is your all-in-one lens cleaner. It keeps your glasses cleaner for longer and fills in those small scratches on glasses to increase optimal clarity. It also can be used for sunglasses, goggles, phones, computer screens, and televisions. To order the Clear Stuff today at theclearstuff.com. Three different sizes starting at $9.99. And if you order now on our website, we'll offer a massive discount. 25% off the 1 ounce and 2 ounce jars. So order yours today at theclearstuff.com. Theclearstuff.com, where vision meets clarity, clear eyewear.
All right, we're back. It is He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Mimi Cruer.
And we've been talking about the IRS hearings today, and it's interesting how everyone knows that one of the people was a gay Democrat, Joseph Ziegler.
I know, especially since his identity was hidden.
Yeah. So what does it matter that he's a gay Democrat?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what else doesn't matter?
Right.
That Trump appointed attorney Weiss. Weiss.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. And I don't care how many times you say it.
Trump appointed.
And let me tell you, they don't realize that, Trump appointed him, and the dude didn't come up with adequate charges.
Right.
Okay, so what does that tell you?
Well, and here, Trump appointed a guy that was offered by two Democrat senators in a blue state. So it's a guy who's a liberal Democrat who was given to him by two Democrat senators.
Right.
He's not picking like a MAGA attorney.
But he went with their recommendation. I mean, that's normally what happens.
Of the two liberal Democrats. So there you go.
Most people don't.
Right. So he's a liberal Democrat. So Ziegler appeared before the committee.
But it doesn't matter.
But what I'm saying is he's no Trumpster.
No, he's not. But
he's no MAGA.
But you can't. I'm tired of all this. It's a judge. It's a judge. It's a judge. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Okay, but what they're trying to say, well, this MAGA guy.
I know what they're trying to say.
This MAGA guy.
I watched it for 3 hours.
Found very little on Hunter Biden. And what I'm saying is he's not.
It doesn't matter what he is.
He didn't do his job.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. All right, so back to the hearing. Ziegler and Shapley pointed out that Hunter Biden got preferential treatment. They weren't able to do their job. They blew the whistle on the political influence. The Democrats were having a hissy fit, bringing up Trump all the time, saying the Republicans were obsessed with Hunter Biden. This guy, Jamie Raskin, is an absolute abomination. And he was doing the best version of grandstanding I've ever seen since Adam Schiff.
They were better. They were better. But just let me jump into the meat and the heart of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Ziegler is a international tax fraud official.
Yeah.
And so he was actually looking into separate crimes. He was doing a sex trafficking investigation. And he happened to stumble upon Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
He wasn't looking into Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. So he stumbles upon Hunter, and they just take a deep dive down that rabbit hole. And he was telling us how Hunter was purchasing prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting memberships to sex clubs, which he put down as a tax
deduction.
Right, but he put it down.
It's a business expense.
It was a country club, is what he said it was.
Right.
Okay, and he's got Chateau Marmont. For people who don't know, that's a very famous hotel. Belushi died there. And he actually put down one time that it was expenses for his father to stay there.
Wow.
But really what it was, mm-hmm. he said, was that it was a room for him. And in Hunter's book, where he was... painfully too honest, the guy has no brains. I wouldn't have said half the things that he said. But anyway, he said in the book that's where he learned how to smoke and cook crack.
Okay.
Okay, and then in the book, and that it coincides with the time that the room was booked from what he wrote in his book. And then he also had another room for his dealer. Okay, so, I mean...
He's taking care of his dealer.
Right.
So,
and the thing is that it's all right there, and the left wants to keep saying, and there's no proof, there's not an ounce of proof.
So
there's no proof.
Ziegler said that
they wouldn't know if they had chewing gum on the bottom of their shoe.
And they wouldn't.
They'd be
care.
Like, that's not chewing gum.
And they would defend the Democrat no matter what. So Ziegler said that Hunter Biden, quote, should have been charged with a tax felony, and not only the tax misdemeanor charge, and that communications and text messages reviewed by investigators. Maybe, but I'm saying definitely, a contradiction to what Joe Biden was saying about not being involved in Hunter's overseas business dealings. Hunter couldn't get any of this going without Joe Biden. They were attached to the hip, in my opinion. Joe Biden was very involved in all of this. None of this would have succeeded without the involvement of Joe Biden, as if he's going to be peddling his name and Joe Biden's not involved. Of course he's involved.
Right. Of course he's involved. The way Ziegler described it is that if you are if you've got a misdemeanor and a felony for the same crime, you automatically go to the felony. Okay. So you always go up. And he said that what's happened with the current charges in the plea deal is they didn't do that. And there are it is a felony what he's being accused of. So, Weiss.
Yeah.
he's contradicted himself several times about what jurisdiction he had to do this job. And he's clearly under pressure. This shows me that the same pressure he's suffering from or mm-hmm. exposed to right now mm-hmm. over what he had, what he said, is right. the same pressure he was feeling about what to charge him with. It's the same pressure about, no, you can't talk.
Right.
You can't. So, Hunter, this is what IRS was told. Yeah. You can't talk to Hunter, even though you have this right. this warrant or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. He'll call you. So don't call him. He'll call you.
So they were going through all these hoops. They were doing whatever they could to protect these guys, to shield them, to undercharge them, to not investigate, to cover. At the same time, on the other side of the political aisle, Donald Trump is being abused and persecuted more than any other person in the United States history by the same Department of Justice. And these Democrats are moaning and groaning about Republicans being obsessed with Hunter Biden. They're the ones bringing up Trump all the time, saying Trump is guilty of more crimes, which is insane because I don't think Donald Trump is involved anywhere near in a crime. And it's just exposed, it should hopefully expose for the American people how Biden has been handled and how Trump has been treated. I mean, if there's anybody that doesn't know this across the country, I mean, each day it should become clearer, I would hope.
Well, I'm just kind of curious, why wasn't Hunter, like, was he formally arrested?
No.
Okay, so how can you plead guilty to something you haven't been arrested for?
I mean, I think he's worked out a deal.
No, and, but you still get arrested.
I mean, I think at some point he's going to be turning himself in. I don't know the exact time, but...
No, he's going to court
from what I
a week from today.
Yeah, from what I understand, they've worked it out so he doesn't have any jail time.
You still get arrested. So, no, I'm not kidding. It's like,
yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Well, I mean, Trump went through the process.
Twice.
You know, Trump's going to have to go through it again. But this is another case of special treatment. Well, look at the difference between how they handled the classified documents of Trump. You know, they raided his home. Okay? And they took it all from him, and his attorneys couldn't be there.
Oh, no. According to Ray, it wasn't a raid.
And then Joe Biden, you know, it was nicely worked out with Joe Biden and his staff. They coordinated.
Well,
they
his attorneys got to bring those documents forward. And they wouldn't even let Trump's attorneys in.
Right, exactly. So, again, I mean, it's just obsene. It's beyond beyond anything
Trump
we've ever seen.
Trump knows something because he's extremely confident. He says, all I need is this Presidential Records Act. And he's very confident when he says it. But I already knew that, and you knew that. And
right.
Other presidents have already used that. And
right.
So there's precedent there. So it's silly. But back to Hunter. Okay.
Well, you hold that thought. We're going to come back with more and also invite some phone calls at 504-556-9696. Open line here on the program. It's He Said, She Said on WGSO. We'll be right back. Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability. And our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net.
At the Louisiana Voter Information Project, we strive to give legitimate voters a greater voice. In this legislative session, we supported a bill to give the public the right to recall and replace an elected official who betrays the trust of voters. Now that election season is here, we are urging the candidates for governor to place the issue of election integrity at the forefront of their campaigns. Without honest elections, there cannot be an honest government. The top priority for our next governor must be to clean up our corrupt voter rolls that are filled with names of people who have died, moved, or don't even exist. In the LaToya Cantrell recall campaign, organizers discovered tens of thousands of mistakes on the Orleans Parish voter rolls. Imagine the problems throughout our state. Help us ensure our next governor prioritizes this vital issue. To learn more, visit lavip.org. That's lavip.org.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Advocates are asking a judge to remove a group of juvenile inmates being held at the Louisiana State Penitentiary at Angola. A court filing alleges the youth offenders are sleeping in hot conditions, isolated, and forced to shower while shackled and handcuffed. Southern Poverty Law Center senior policy analyst Delvin Davis.
The situation of incarceration in Angola is emblematic of a larger systemic issue, juvenile justice in Louisiana as a whole.
The Louisiana Office of Juvenile Justice has no comment. Repeats Parish authorities believe they have found the body of 58-year-old Robert Owens, a geocacher from New Jersey, who was reported missing Monday. RPSO spokesperson Tommy Carline says Owens' severely decomposed body was located in a wooded area.
They came upon what they believe to be human remains. Clothing description and some other physical characteristics leads us to believe that we have located Mr. Owens and he is deceased.
Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network.
Louisiana Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin.
Get ready to go vote, Louisiana. I'm Louisiana Secretary of State, Kyle Ardoin. This fall, Louisiana will conduct elections for our new governor, other statewide offices, and our full legislature. I'm reminding you to visit govote.com or download our award-winning GoVote app to register to vote, make changes to your registration, sign up for election alerts, and learn more about what will be on your ballot. Louisiana's elections are among the most secure in our country, and we want to keep you informed ahead of this important election. Remember, if you don't vote, you can't make a difference in our futures. Visit GeauxVote.com or download the GoVote smartphone app today. This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin reminding you, get ready to go vote, Louisiana.
Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Are you tired of cookie-cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship, and it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple. Lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective created solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
We're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Mimi Cruer.
Our talk line, 504-556-9696. Open line here on the program. We've thrown out a variety of topics from the mayor's Pontalba obsession to the police chief search to what's going on today with the IRS hearings. Also, a few other quick topics, and then we'll get some calls in. Cocaine Gate is now really infuriating me. Jesse Waters did a good piece on it last night talking about how they just blew up the evidence. They just destroyed the evidence. And, of course, with that goes all the fingerprints. So
they,
I guess
they got the results.
They can now say, oh, we don't have it.
They got
it's destroyed.
They're in the database.
So you say they got it all first.
Oh, they know exactly who did it. That's why this is going down this way.
So Dan Bongino says that, former Secret Service agent. So you think they know, although they say the case is closed.
I know they know.
And they couldn't have found anyone.
I know they know.
Yeah.
Why do you think the case is closed so quickly?
So
can I go over?
Are you convinced it's Hunter?
Okay, so let me go over what's going to happen. Okay, so when it first happened, EMS and the hazmat were called, okay, because somebody found a white powdery substance. And the hazmat guy... and they had an idea of where it was. I mean, they don't just go around the whole White House looking for it. Someone found it here. And so they go straight for that room in order to secure the location. Uh-huh. And he stands and says, with his radio, okay, and says, we located the substance in the library. Okay. That implies that the man was standing in the room looking at it. Uh-huh. It's not like he waited an hour to call and say, we found it.
Right.
No, he called right away and said, it's here, it's in the library, get your butt in here. Okay, and then all of it, and it's always the first thing they say.
Yeah.
It's always.
We've got the baggie.
Okay, and so then, a day goes by, and all of a sudden they change the location.
Well, it moved. The baggie moved.
Yeah. It was a five-finger shuffle. Okay, this is what I'm saying to you. Okay,
it took a stroll.
They got the word, you better fix this right now.
Yeah.
Okay, you better fix it right now. And then it ended up all over these places because I think that what happened was is the Secret Service wasn't saying it's here or there. The White House was saying it was found here, Corinne Jean-Pierre. And then they'd have to come back and go, no, it wasn't there. It was over here. And, you know, it doesn't make sense. You're going to go put a bag of cocaine with nothing else in it in a locker. But it's for phones. Like, wouldn't you find something else in there with
right,
the cocaine?
Theoretically, right. So they moved it from an area where only accessed by a small number.
And I don't know if they moved it.
To an area accessed by a large number. So they could say construction workers. They could say tourists. They could say hundreds of people could have left.
That was just wrong that they threw the construction workers like that.
As opposed to a small select group.
Okay, so this is the deal. So the library has a bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay, and it is right next to the elevator that takes them up to their residence. It is also the bathroom that they use for state dinners, which they had for the president of India the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So
Hunter was there.
And he was there, and so was Merrick Garland. I think, didn't he sit next to him? Anyway, I digress. So, you know, people would be coming in and out of there. I don't think that there would have been cocaine involved, but you would go in there. It's been speculated that it was a maid. The maids came in there because nobody goes in there. And if you're on a tour, you just peek your head in.
So
it's red rope. Okay. So you just,
right.
Because it's used for the bathroom purposes, they were in there
yeah.
cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
They said, oh my God. And then they called people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this is pretty much what happened.
So Hunter, I don't know if you saw, and I'm sure you did, cause you do all of this and do it thoroughly, that from the balcony, you know, when they were watching the fireworks,
mm-hmm.
Hunter looked agitated. Hunter looked like he was on something. Hunter was also wiping his nose in several of the images
okay.
that I saw.
Unless he had just snorted it.
I.
You don't sit around and wipe your nose all night.
He He looked agitated.
He did look agitated, but so did Jill Biden.
And maybe she was agitated because she's got Hunter.
She was ticked.
Yeah, she was probably mad at Hunter.
She was so annoyed. But the thing is that
crackhead, you did it again.
Of course, he's got the whole. I don't even know why he goes on the balcony. You know the difference between the royal family and this family is that when they have an outcast. Like Prince Andrew, Prince Harry.
He's not on
there.
You ain't
getting on the balcony.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not on the balcony.
But if they took out all the black sheep, there'd be nobody. Because, I mean, you know, what do they have? Joe Biden's a black sheep. I mean, with all the crimes he's committed, he shouldn't even be up there. Jill Biden is the one covering for his mental incompetence. She shouldn't be up there. The daughter's had her problems. The son has obvious all kind of problems. So who would be up there?
Okay.
Nobody.
So Ashley Biden has had a drug problem. She went to rehab. That's where they found this diary.
She left her diary.
Okay. We know Hunter and his excessive
use. Crimes. He's a criminal.
Then their uncle, who's the one?
He's a shakedown artist.
Not that guy. James. The other guy. He promotes drugs like psychedelics, mm-hmm. like mushrooms and mm-hmm. acid and all this stuff. And he's very much outspoken about it on social media.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, people. This family is... Oh, and then Bo Biden's widow, Haley, got addicted to crack with Hunter.
And she, I mean, so some of the other Bidens got deals, also got paid off by some of these foreign sources as well. So a lot of them were partaking.
Let me tell you. Crack was too good for Whitney Houston. What did she say? Crack is whack.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but but not for this
low
dirt family.
504-556-9696. Also, of course, the Louisiana legislative session concluded after only 5 hours. It was supposed to last 5 days. It was done in a few hours. They had 28 bills to override. 27 of them survived. One of them was overridden, and that is a bill that would allow doctors to perform medical mutilation of young people. They call it gender-affirming care. I call it medical mutilation. That is mutilating genitals of young people. If you're an adult and you want to do that, fine. But a young person that can't get a tattoo shouldn't be able to have any kind of surgery such as that, which can change them for the rest of their lives. Their brains haven't fully developed. It's not something that should be allowed. And at least that was overridden. I'm disappointed that a legislature that has a supermajority in the House and Senate couldn't override some of these other bills that were very good bills that were vetoed by the governor, but they couldn't. So we got one out of 28.
And it was a very important one. I'm just going to speak a little bit about mental health issues. Gender dysphoria is on a mental health spectrum. It is a mental health problem, okay? And our brains will tell us at times we're depressed, we have anxiety, okay? Oh, I'm having mood swings up and down, that's bipolar. Well, I think I'm another sex, okay? That is also an issue with your brain, okay? And we don't need to be affirmed. That's not, if I go to my therapist, I don't need her to say, you know, yes, you are depressed. No, I need this person. I need to relay to this person honestly what I'm feeling, and I need that person to walk me through it so I can get through the fire. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't need to be affirmed, and I certainly don't need everyone I run into on the street to tell me or give me some sort of affirmation in order for me to get through life and be happy, because nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about you, okay? And no one's thinking, oh, my God, here comes so-and-so. I better mm-hmm. give her a compliment, because if I don't, she's going to feel like she's not affirmed. It's unreasonable, and it's teaching these kids that if they don't get affirmations, they're being disrespected.
I think it's a good point, and I also think we need to remember these are children, okay? Children, when I grew up, were protected. You know, when I went to school, we had recess. We had the basics. We had teachers that stuck to the topics. We didn't have teachers talking about their sex life. We didn't have teachers that were denigrating America. We said the Pledge of Allegiance in our prayers. We had fun. We played in the yard. We learned. Now it's like a hell, from what I understand, is going on. I mean, all these kids are being screwed up. You got kids that are now thinking that they want to transition. You got Brown University, 40% of the student body thinks that they're LGBTQ+. Are you kidding me? That's four times, five times. But that's typical, I think, of a lot of Ivy League
schools.
It's
a very liberal environment, and they're not all. They just think they are. They want to go with the flow.
And I would say most colleges, it's still higher than the average.
I wonder when Hillary was there. Didn't she go to Brown?
No, she went to Yale. I think she went to Yale.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They both went to Yale.
Yeah, that's how they met.
I wonder if she came out.
The love story.
Anyway, I want to make a point about this, another point. It used to be, and it still is, that when we refer to women in African countries that are tribal, tribes that are extreme Muslim, they would take these little girls, 5 years old maybe, and they wouldn't tell them. They would just grab them, hold them down, and sew their vagina together. Okay, I'm very sorry. I'm just going to be that graphic. They would mutilate their bodies in order to ensure that they didn't have sexual intercourse because they had to be a virgin, okay, when they got married. And they would only take it down once they got engaged and they got their dowry. Okay, this is how disgusting these people are. Mm-hmm. And we have always said this is terrible. Every human rights group has said this is a problem, this is terrible. But then now it's okay to do the same stuff. Know what you do?
In the name of affirming, and what really bothers me is they use this term gender affirming care, and that is the biggest Orwellian term I've heard.
Your feelings matter.
Since healthcare was referred to as abortion, and it's gotta stop. People can't use the language of the left.
But it's not my job to affirm anybody.
Right.
Okay?
All right, that's a good point. All right, we'll come back and open up our phone lines. 504-556-9696. Check in with us. We'll be back. Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability. And our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
For over 30 years, the Monumental Task Committee has cleaned, restored, and repaired all monuments and statues in the New Orleans area. Dedicated to historic preservation, this volunteer-based nonprofit organization receives no government or taxpayer money. Please consider preserving Louisiana history by making a tax-deductible donation through the website at monumentaltask.org. That's monumentaltask.org.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items items from a family-owned company. We help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com. All right. We're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
I'm Amy Cruer.
She's getting
my mic is all tangled up.
All tangled up.
Okay.
Okay, we're going through an open line. We threw out a lot of interesting topics, and you can chime in on any of those, bring up anything else you want. So without further ado, let's go to the phone calls right now. Our friend Matthew in Metairie is with us. How are you, sir? Good evening.
Good evening. So after listening to all of that diatribe, I have to ask you a question. Both you and Mimi. Mimi, greetings. Can we win?
Can we win?
Can we win?
Yes. We're going to win. That's okay. What people... this is a foregone conclusion. I'm telling you right now. Let me tell you. Biden doesn't know where he is, and he doesn't even know he's running for president. And if you don't know you're running for president, how can you then say, I'm not going to run for president? I mean, he is. And the reason he is because he has to stay there in order to make sure that his son doesn't go to jail so he can pardon him.
Yes, big news, though. Big news. Joe Biden.
That.
Big news here. Joe Biden has chosen his campaign headquarters for the 2024 campaign. His campaign headquarters for the 2024 campaign will be his basement in Wilmington. So why change?
Wait, is that a joke?
No, it's real.
Where? Point to it.
Why change? His basement in Wilmington. Same thing. So his longtime residence
in Wilmington, his basement
will be his headquarters again.
Okay, Matthew. Do I need to say it again?
So it's going to be Joe Biden and Donald Trump again. So that's who it's going to be, Matthew.
I sincerely hope you were right, and I sincerely hope that we can actually win, and I sincerely hope that we have defortified the voting systems enough to get the job done. I sincerely hope that you and Scott Pressler will stop arguing at cross purposes.
Okay.
Even though you've never argued with him.
I've never had an argument with him. I've never had him on the program. I'd love to have him on.
What is that?
Yes. I'd love to have him on.
And the other thing, Matthew, I'm telling you, it used to be that if you said the name Klaus Schwab, they didn't know, and you're not allowed to say it. You were never allowed to bring up George Soros. You were never allowed to talk about the World Economic Forum. And if you did, nobody knew what it was, and their eyes glazed over. You weren't allowed to say that COVID is a bioweapon and that the vaccine is for other nefarious things. You weren't allowed to say any of those things. You are now. People are waking up. They all know what's going on. They know about digital banking, CBDCs. They know everything that's been going on. And they're waking up and they realize this is not about personal politics. Nobody should be voting for their own personal pet project politics. This is about saving the Constitution of this country.
Well, it's about saving our country. Matthew, final point, and then we got to roll.
Well, all I can say is amen, your lips to God's ears.
Okay.
Yes, all right, my friend. Yes.
Thank you. Matthew in Metairie, 504-556-9696. Open line here in the program. And, of course, a lot of topics we've delved into. And we've got a few more minutes here. I wanted to throw out a few more. But the thing about the 2024 election, last night we both saw the town hall meeting that Donald Trump did on Fox News. He seemed to be doing well. He seemed to be hitting the right points, connecting with the audience. Joe Biden could never do anything like that. Joe Biden could never talk like that without notes.
They'd have to pay people to sit in the audience.
Joe Biden could never get a crowd excited like that. Joe Biden could never go toe-to-toe with someone challenging him or asking him tough questions. Joe Biden needs cheat sheets when he's sitting down next across from a coffee table.
It's just an informal conversation. You're just supposed to say hi, welcome.
With the Israeli president.
We're happy to have you. Our relationship, our countries are together.
And it looked like he was falling asleep. I mean, the man is an embarrassment.
And it didn't. He needed to grovel because of all the things that have been said about Israel being a racist country. And then he's over there talking like this.
The Democrats have called Israel racist. They've called out Benjamin Netanyahu. They've said mean, horrible things, and Joe Biden should have condemned them, and he didn't.
And it's not about, listen, if people really understood the Palestinian-Israeli issue, it's not about racism. They're not fighting over racism, okay? But they're flying over, they're fighting over land.
Here's the deal. Okay?
They don't care about that.
The liberal left says the most hateful things, anti-Semitic things, and they never get called to account for
it. Both of these people are from the Middle East. Okay, they're no different.
Yeah.
This is not race.
They never get called to account for it.
One is Jewish and one are Muslims. That's it. They're the same. If you went from one territory to the next, we all look the same.
But it's,
and I can say that because my family's from Lebanon.
Yeah.
We all look
the
same.
You definitely have the background. Okay, all right, let's go to the flaming conservative
with us. One prediction.
Yes, go ahead.
It's going to be Trump, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Okay, you heard it here. I don't think that's going to be it, but we heard it here. Flaming conservative, how are you, my friend? What's going on? Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, King Jeff and Queen Mimi. I hope
how
you
are
enjoyed
you, buddy?
My little. Great, Mimi. I hope you enjoyed the box, the sausage I brought Jeff.
I
Saturday.
Saw that. I'm glad it's the mild version too.
Yes.
Oh, you don't. I think you like spicy food.
I do not. I like my Popeye's chicken mild.
Mild. Got to be mild. Thank you for that, by the way, my friend. So what else? What else you got, buddy? We got limited time. Want to get you in.
Yeah. So, Mimi, we were successful yesterday in the veto override of John Bel Edwards Obama. We killed that. We killed his veto power of the transgender bill, and now he's crying like a little baby.
Well, I mean, you know, kudos to you guys for that one override. Hey, it's better than nothing, but we got a lot of work to do. We got 27 bills that didn't get overridden. Yeah. They all need to come back next year, flaming conservative. We need a whole new legislature. We need a new governor. We got to turn this state around. This is the election to do it. We can't wait any longer. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. All right, and let's bring on our colleague, Clay, joining us here this evening. What's happening, friend? What's going on?
Yeah.
Clay, are you with us? Clay, are you with us?
Hey, how
Clay,
you doing?
Clay, are you with us? Going once.
Hey,
going twice.
I'm here. I'm here, Jeff. What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, all right. What you got, my
sorry,
friend?
I didn't hear you broke up and I didn't hear you call me. Yeah. So what's going on?
Hey, well, you're on the air, man. You got the floor. We got about a minute. What you got?
Well, just wanted to call in and invite everybody to a big event tomorrow night that's taking place over at the Waterview Restaurant, and you're emceeing the event, the birthday roast for his truly Clay Taylor.
Oh my gosh! And you're gonna be an old man, right?
Yeah, I'll be an old man, a big 45 as of tomorrow. So it starts at
6:30. Can you believe he's 45? That's old.
I cannot.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have fun. You're going to have fun now.
Yes,
what time do the festivities start, Mr. Birthday Boy?
6:30, free admission. And there's going to be a bunch of people there. It's going to be more of a comedy show than a birthday party. And you just come out, and if you want to get up and you know me and you want to roast me, even if you don't know me and you heard about me and want to roast me, you can roast
me. Better be there for about 6, 7, 8 hours. Plenty of material. All right, Clay, thank you. Thanks to Kobe in the studio. Thanks to all of you who joined us. We'll see you next week for another edition of He Said, She Said. I'll see you in the morning for Ringside Politics. Keep it right here on WGSO. You might think that woke politics and medical tyranny have destroyed the American workplace. But did you know that some companies are standing up and saying no? In just 1 year, over 2,000 companies have pledged to honor free speech and medical privacy at redballoon.work. Business owners, if you want to find top-tier, values-aligned talent or want access to one-of-a-kind courses and guides that will help you build an uncancelable, pro-freedom workplace, sign up today at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work. Job seekers, if you're tired of skin-deep promotions and vaccine checkpoints and you want to find a courageous company that shares and protects your values, new jobs are waiting for you at redballoon.work. Again, that's redballoon.work. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve
you. It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.